Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 8th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. At least 19 people are dead in Nepal after police clashed with protesters demonstrating against a sweeping social media ban that went into effect Friday. That's according to two state-run news media outlets. In the national capital, Kathmandu, protesters tried to break into the country's parliament. Nepal's army has been called onto the streets outside parliament. State media said the country's home minister resigned late Monday and that the government would form a committee to investigate the violence. The Home Ministry and police officials couldn't immediately be reached for comment. Plus, Uber is collaborating with Chinese autonomous driving company Momenta to test robo-taxis in Germany next year. The companies said in a joint statement that Momenta's advanced autonomous driving technology will be integrated with Uber's global platform. The partnership will start testing in Munich next year with the goal of expanding to other European cities. Finally, Volkswagen will launch a family of small electric cars next year. Two models from the Volkswagen brand and one each from Cupra and Skoda will be launched in 2026 with a starting price of around 25,000 euros, or the equivalent of $29,300. The company said it hopes to grab a 20% market share in the growing small electric car market. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.